Books on Tape presents Night Kills by John Lutz, read by Scott Brick. Women and birds are able to see without turning their heads, and that is indeed a necessary provision, for they are both surrounded by enemies. James Stevens, The Demigods. Chapter 1. Madeline was on the run. She should have known better. She really should have. An insect, a large bee or wasp, whizzed past close to her ear as she skidded around a corner, her right foot almost slipping out of her low-cut sneaker. An instant later came a flat blam. She knew he was shooting at her. No doubt now as to what he'd had in mind in the car.
He's trying to kill me. Why? What did I do?
She was gasping for breath now, beginning to stumble from exhaustion as she ran down the dark street. Even late as it was, even in this neighborhood, somebody must be awake who would help her. Anyone. Terror propelled her. Terror and the steady, relentless pounding of his footsteps behind her.
What caused this? What's this about? If he gets close enough to take another shot...
Her right side was aching now. The pain was an enemy trying to bend her body forward so she could no longer run, no longer live. Her legs weren't merely tired. They were becoming so numb that she could hardly feel any contact with the sidewalk. Madeline was ready to surrender to the inevitable, and then she saw a shifting of shadow and a brightening at the next dark intersection.
A car's coming.
Behind her, closer, the gun fired again. It sounded like the flat of one huge palm slapping against another. There was a finality to the sharp report.